This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Biden met with the nation's governors today at the White House during the National Governors Association meetings that he covered a number of subjects, leading off with the effectiveness of the National Rescue Plan that was passed last year.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, had a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in a desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun? There are gangs we're working on. There's a whole lot of illegal movement. But there's also a way to begin to deal with the reason they're leaving in the first place.
He also, he was commenting there on the U.S. border security, also a hot topic among governors from southern states especially. The First Lady and Second Gentleman, Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, also addressed the governor's spouses. With the United Nations Security Council meeting today to discuss threats to international peace and security and the U.S. working to ramp up diplomatic pressure on Russia over Ukraine, the country at the center of all this is not sitting idly by. Secretary of National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine told the Associated Press on Monday that Ukraine has the capability to mobilize 2.5 million people at once if the Russian troops invade. Alexei Danilov said the Russian forces would be immediately repelled if they were attacked. He said the entire group who can take weapons at once is 2 to 2.5 million people, and those who think that 100 to 120,000 Russian soldiers at the border can do something, could they advance on Ukraine? Yes, they can, but they will face an immediate force coming at them. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and other Western leaders have repeatedly warned they will impose swift and punitive economic sanctions against Moscow in the event Vladimir Putin orders an invasion of Ukraine. British ministers announced Sunday that they plan new legislation to make it easier to impose sanctions on Putin's oligarchs and Russian officials who have investments and assets in Britain. Russians have invested about an estimated $2 billion in the London property market alone. The House of Commons' own research library noted in a report last year, quote, that for some time the UK has been accused of being a hub for dirty money. Well, the British move is in response to frustration in Washington, where officials have complained that the government of Boris Johnson has not done enough to stop London from being used as a destination and also a way station for the profits of the Russian mega rich. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday he had tested positive for COVID-19, but was feeling fine and would continue to work remotely while following public health guidelines. Trudeau went into isolation last week after one of his children tested positive, but at the time a rapid test for him came back negative, he told the Canadian press. The 50-year-old Trudeau went into isolation for 2 weeks in March of 2020 at the start of the pandemic after his wife Sophie tested positive for COVID-19. Syrian air defenses intercepted an Israeli missile barrage targeting the eastern outskirts of the capital of Damascus, according to Syrian state media on Monday, citing a military source. Two Syrian military defectors said the strikes targeted rugged areas northeast of Damascus near the town of Qutaifa, near the Iranian-backed Lebanese Hezbollah group. It has a significant military presence and a weapons depot. The Israeli military declined to comment. North Korea confirmed Monday it test-launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. territory of Guam, the North's most significant weapon launch in years, as Washington plans to respond to demonstrate its commitment to its allies' security in the region. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday's test of the Hwasong-12 missile was aimed at selectively evaluating the missile being produced. The British government said Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received a report from an investigation into lockdown-breaching government parties. The Cabinet Office said senior civil servant Sue Gray had provided an update on her investigations to the Prime Minister. Johnson's office has promised it will be published swiftly. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.